Tonight, we're discussing the reunion, part three. We're discussing the boat, the poop, the backtracking. Let's just say we're ready for Carol to go. Tune in.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Let's greet each other like we do in church. Hi, hi. Good Sunday. Hi, hi. Hi, hi. You're supposed to shake my hand.
No, because I know you're going to burn in hell. Peace. I know what you do on Sunday morning.
Sunday fun day.
Saturday night.
Sunday fun day.
Go into confession today.
Yes, the beat has dropped. And so have I.
Have you?
Yes, I have dropped. I'm here. It's been a long week of partying. Hey, we're starting the show. I am talking. I am your host, Hollywood Leon. We have a lot to talk about. I have a lot of energy. We're ready to go off on Carol. Because it's just, we open up with all this screeching. But first, let me introduce to you my very shady panel. Let's start on the right. Let's start on the left over there. It's Sarah.
Hey guys, what's up? I'm Sarah Sirio.
Hi guys, I am Zach Peter.
Hey everyone, Chelsea Sark-Jones.
We're starting the song over. I'm just kidding. Guys, it's been a long week. We're here. Yes. It's been a long season. It's been a fantastic season. Real Housewives of New York City has really delivered. I'm very excited to be part of this panel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for downloading us, for being in the chat with us, for the comments, for the good compliments, for the bad compliments, for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Really appreciate it. It's been fun.
Yeah, I loved it.
It's been a lot of fun.
I love the shade.
All the shade.
I love the love.
All the love.
Everybody say love. I'm just kidding.
No, love.
Now I'm RuPaul all of a sudden. I'm just kidding. We need a little love because, you guys, the beginning of this episode, it was a continuation. We just opened up with them screeching like two hyenas. That's literally what I put. A.K.A. Carol backtracking, getting proved wrong by a stupid text. We bring up the red scarf guy. I don't know why we're giving him so much energy. But Sonia was dead on. It was a power play with ego.
Yeah.
What do we think?
It's like, did this guy, Brian, know that he was going to get all this attention? And it's like, normally when you fight over someone, it's because of jealousy or like you're actually into them.
Yeah.
But it's like they're giving this guy too much time and they're fighting over him when he's not the one that needs to be fought over.
Yeah.
I was so confused.
Yeah, I feel like this is what he wanted. Like, he wanted the airtime.
Sure.
He wanted to be part of the conversation. Like, obviously, he's getting hard watching these two girls fight over him at the reunion all season long. Like, he's into it. He's not hating. He just, my only suggestion would have been to, like, pimp out your business, homie, and then it really would have paid off.
Like Scott?
Yeah. Start a red scarf company or something.
Yeah, it was definitely petty. Like, petty to the max.
Well, he even, like, released screenshots of their text messages to the press.
Yeah.
No, to Carol and to the press.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, this was a few weeks ago. He was, like, tweeting about it and, like, trying to, like, be relevant.
Yeah, I saw them today in an article, which is, like, so thirsty. Clearly Carol's reaching as well, though.
And I mean the booyah bitch moment, too, with Bethany, which is, like, I did try to set you up with him. So, like, don't say I didn't. Like, just because it wasn't timely enough
But
for
you're
you.
A liar, Bethany.
Yeah,
exactly. Just Carol was proved wrong.
It was ridiculous. And going back on what I said last week, I am definitely
I need a gloat
fully
in this moment.
Team Bethany. I will say that now. Say it loud, say it proud, Team Bethany, on this one. The skinny girl, like, Instagram live video that she did, like, that was just, like, you.
So shady.
And she didn't
with
even,
Cassandra.
Yeah, she didn't
that
even
trash.
She didn't cop to it. Didn't really
trashy.
Have anything to say about it. And I was just like, like, that was low. That's when I was like, you know what?
Who does an Instagram live in their car? Can you be a little trashier? Like, can't you do it? Like, clearly, it's all about the environment. You couldn't do it with some decent lighting.
I know.
Ugh, Cassandra, get out of here. Andy is so over her, and so are we. At one point, Carol's defense about her blog was, well, only two people read it. Girl, bye. Girl, bye. Like, seriously? That is your defense that only two people read it? I can't with you.
Why waste your time if you know no one's going to read it? Like, it was ridiculous.
She hated writing the blogs, but she consistently wrote them every week.
In depth, too.
Very in depth, and, like, very, like, she put her journalism skills to work, like, because she has no job, so she needed to do something with her time.
To quote Aviva, writer girl. Okay, writer girl, like, take it out all on your blog.
But that was also the whole career back and forth thing, too, where it was just like, this is more of an ego trip between the two of them than it is really anything else. I feel like at this point, like, but just listing off their accomplishments.
I don't
want to compare resumes.
I really don't.
I don't either.
Well, I think Bethany has a more impressive resume.
Well, that's fine.
No, well, actually, if you're going to put it into perspective like that, she has, Carol has, like, Emmys and stuff.
Yeah,
and Carol she was does. Successful before the show. Like she,
I mean,
was,
yeah, it
like,
was another century.
It was a while ago, but she had a career before the show. Like her career wasn't defined by the show. Where I feel Bethany is more so defined with what she did with the popularity from the show.
Yeah,
she capitalized off of that. None of the other women have that type of success.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. But reality TV success. I think to judge Carol for her prior success before coming on the show is a little bit like
There are several other things we can judge Carol for. That's why I don't really want to compare the resumes.
Because like, there's so much other stuff to talk about. Like, her just being dead-ass wrong, even when they were text messages proven in front of her. Yeah. When Andy, like, you know, like, the two-person blog defense, that was completely ridiculous. We're talking about facts here. You're writing a blog on BravoTV.com. And you're saying only two people read it? Isn't that a little insulting to Bravo TV as well?
Yeah, you're insulted, Andy.
She had like total mic drop moment this reunion. But like literally the most interesting thing she did was run a marathon. And like that's why you're gone, girl. Bye.
Yeah.
Keep running.
26 more miles. I just feel like she thinks one way in her head and then it's absolutely not right in
real life.
It's
her narrative. Yeah. So.
But she kept using that word. She kept using the same words, and she would always just repeat it and repeat it. And there was no ending to it. And
every time you hear the word narrative
or liar,
drinking game
liar
lore.
Was her other favorite word. She consistently called Bethany a liar when she would get cornered.
Or can I talk?
Yeah,
can I mean, I but talk?
The, just that
both,
statement.
Like they both just kept cutting each other off, and it was just it was a competition. It was a pissing contest essentially, and it just kind of got. It got old. It wasn't.
And
a lot of piss and a lot of diarrhea.
We're going to come back to it because the episode dips in and out. Even though we go into other topics, it still comes back to Bethany and Carol. So we're not completely done. We're still going to get into it. But before we do, we have a picture for you guys. Probably the scariest thing I've ever seen this year. Yeah. Halloween's coming up. Please get your children out of the room if you're watching this live. Let's pull up the phone. Oh my God, it's Ramona's eye. It's kind of weird. It's wonky. It's a picture of her close-up. And you guys, I don't want to hear any bad comments about this because Bravo TV did a full-on zoom on it.
Yeah. They were so shy. Nice
for like 3 seconds.
Yeah.
It was more like 6 seconds.
They
I might have counted.
Stayed on her.
So, so the reason we're bringing this up is I want to poll you guys. The right eye. Does Ramona have a glass eye? Let's talk about this. I know it's super shady, but...
We're shady.
Sorry.
I have a theory, though.
What's the theory?
Because remember, she has a bruise on that side.
Oh, that's right.
I think she got punched in the face.
By who? And why?
By Tom.
By herself, because she was drunk.
Okay.
And I think, like, it's just, like, a dead eye now. Like, the eye's just, like, tired and
you
weak.
You guys, we have to go back and into history. There's always been some weirdness.
Or it was a bad Botox that, like, killed her.
Someone said that on Twitter, that it might have been a bad Botox job. But
Sarah,
you guys, what about the upper part of the eye?
Glaucoma.
It looks dead.
Oh, see, Sarah thinks she...
I think she has glaucoma. She's going blind. And she needs to get some of these cloudy eye drops.
Girl, I've got you.
She just needs to put some eye drops in to save what she's got. Left.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to leave this alone, but please continue to chat and tweet us. We're watching
it. Let us know what you think.
We want to know if you think it's a fake eye or glass eye.
Do you think she got punched? Do you think it's a medical issue?
All the crazy theories.
Let us know your theories.
I don't know. Maybe, it was, maybe she got poked. Who knows?
Oh, she got shot in the eye. That's what you read.
You know what? When you're a soldier on the battlefield, it happens. Let's move on. Sonia has left her townhouse. And let me just say, Sonia, I need to come over on Wednesdays. Can I be part of the list? Because I want to be part of this power gaze that come over on Wednesday.
Like, I know. What is that?
She's like, the gays come over on Wednesday. I'm like, can I be? Hi. She's off the antidepressant that caused her to gain weight and have diarrhea of the mouth. Tin said, we're good, but it was hurtful. You called me a prostitute.
I is would it bad love, that I just but was she wrong, though?
I mean...
No. Well,
she's not a pro... But it's how I go mean, lightly. Like, I love her possessivity.
Yeah, like, literally, Scott is paying for her entire life, and she's giving it
up. I don't care about
and
that
Scott
part.
And Scott has side hoes. Like, it's a little... It's like, you know, what is that website... With the sugar daddies.
Oh,
sugar
arrangement,
babies.
Findanarrangement.com.
I've seen it on TV. I don't know it enough.
That's where Carol found him.
But what about... Well, so I don't really care about that, honestly. Like, I don't care about that either.
I think she should own it. Or yeah. She should just be like, okay, she's saying this about me. This is going to be who I am now on this show.
I understand where Tinsley's going with it. Like, it is a little bit offensive. And even Sonia realized what she said.
Yeah, well,
was
she
wrong,
opened up an
like,
old wound.
Yeah, because it's like they seemed at the reunion last year, the finale, whatever, everything was fine. And mm-hmm. then when they come back and she's just like, oh, well, she's living off Scott. It's like, wait, why are you talking crap after you guys just kind of like hashed everything?
To be fair, though, that was like the only scene I actually enjoyed Tinsley in this season was when she yelled at Sonia. Like,
yeah,
that was her most interesting scene. I totally agree.
Yeah, it was the best.
I don't know about Sarah, but when I was saying, like, I just don't care. I just don't care in general about Tinsley. Like, I'm sorry.
No.
It was just, she was just really not giving me anything this season. Like, we harped on something that happened last year. Granted, Sonia brought it up. But mm-hmm. other than that, what else do we have to offer?
Yeah.
Other than Carol treating you like a really bad ex-boyfriend that didn't want anything to do with you afterwards.
Tinsley was literally like a puppy that was like, got hit by a car and was dying in the street. And Carol just like drove right by her. Like,
no, seriously. Like, she has
I
to
know
not
her.
Know.
She got ghosted. Ooh, boo, you got ghosted.
Oh! But like ghosted to your face.
Yeah,
like, that's painful. Like, I was so uncomfortable.
I always tell her I like her. She's a really nice girl. It's like, you're not saying the one thing. Like, we're good friends. Like,
we
hang out.
At all.
She never uses the word friend. She's like, no, but I'm not saying I like you.
She's nice.
It's really out of control. She literally treated her like she slept with her, and like the next day she's I don't know who you are.
No, it was
but
bad.
She thinks in her head that she's trying and it's like nice and she's being the best she can be.
It was just so cold and just so unnecessary. Like, why is it so hard to just be like, yeah, we're
It was
we're
the
friends.
Truth, you guys. Carol only speaks the truth.
I mean, hey.
You know what, though? Speaking on that, for all the Carol people, because there's going to be people out there that are going to be like, you guys hated on Carol too much. How do you feel about Carol after watching that her only friend on the show just tossed to the side.
Exactly.
Put that in your pipe. Let's talk about how Ramona stuck up for Sonia about the cold turkey thing, because we didn't really talk about the antidepressant thing. What do we think about her using that as kind of like a crutch, excuse, whatever you want to call it?
I thought her apology was sincere.
I did too.
Yeah.
I thought it was very sincere, and I could understand how getting off medication like that could kind of alter your thought process or fog things up or whatever.
And Sonia's normally like kooky already.
Like, I get it. And she owned up to it anyways. It wasn't like it's all the antidepressants' fault, like blah, blah, blah. She apologized. She realized she shouldn't have said it and whatnot. So I thought she was really sweet and cute.
Sarah Arvanta says in the chat, what's wrong with being thick as thieves? Carolyn Manzo said it best. That was I did hear thick as thieves a couple times tonight as well.
Yeah.
I love that we're bringing in other franchises. It happens a couple times throughout the entire episode. But yeah, I could totally see that happening as well. I feel like the apology was sincere. Mm-hmm. And then the antidepressant thing was like a little cherry on top.
Yeah.
Mm. A cherry on top.
I'm looking forward to seeing her new apartment too.
Oh my gosh, I know me too. I thought we were going to see like a video.
I really want to see it now.
I know.
Like Bethany's video when she moved out of her apartment.
Yeah.
Or
and
when
she was like hysterically crying.
I was going to say, that poor assistant, I still talk about it. I tweeted that night that it happened. I'm like, you know that assistant was like, went home and was like, do you know what I did today? I had to follow Bethany around her apartment today as she cried hysterically so I could send this video to Bravo. Like, completely ridiculous. Right. We talk about the Richard thing. Dorinda says, I've done both. I've buried and I've divorced. There's no comparison. You're the one comparing.
Yeah, when the episode first happened, I was like, okay, Dorinda's totally in the right. But then as the season progressed, I realized that she was the one that brought it up to begin with. Like,
she went there.
Yeah, she asked for this.
And that was, like, very aggressive and, like, Like, if you're going to call somebody a bully, like, that's the moment we play the clip and are like, this is where, you know, it's a bit much. Like, you're screaming in this woman's face with your finger and everything.
Very
like,
hostile.
Take a Xanax and chill, girl.
It makes me super uncomfortable. I, like, didn't want to look at the screen. I just...
Yeah.
It wasn't a good place for Dorinda. And... For the first time, I feel like I saw Sonia, and you could see that her marriage, the divorce was not her choice.
Yeah.
And it just seemed like one of those things that was kind of arranged in a sense, because she said that they had a lot of people making the decisions for them, which is really sad.
Yeah.
I'm going to take that with a grain of salt, though. Just with
Because we've heard a lot of different things about, like, how their marriage has been dissolved, but it's still, I feel sad regardless when it's a divorce. Like, because there's a child involved.
And it
affected
her.
Yeah.
It's painful.
It's very painful. So I don't see where Dorinda gets off just, like, trying to compare the two. But I also found it very interesting that Dorinda said her and Sonia are fine, and, like, when it's just one-on-one. Yeah. But, like, when they're in a group
setting,
they, like...
She kind of admitted it to being a bitch to her.
Yeah.
It's weird.
And it's just, like, why is that? Like, if you can...
I don't know. You answer
yourself,
the question. Why is that? Why are you...
She's drinking.
Why are you so mean to Sonia? It's true. It's even, like, I've seen it on Beverly Hills. During the infamous table with the psychic, they're all going off at each other. And at one point, Kim Richards and then Taylor Armstrong look at each other, and then they just start going off on each other. And they said they didn't know why. They always were the kind of people that just went off on each other. So at that point, they just saw an opportunity and went for it.
Yeah.
I feel like Dorinda, as soon as she sees an opportunity, she always goes for Sonia, and I really don't get it.
I think she's intimidated by her, and she has an audience. So she can perform.
Yeah. As opposed to when it's just one-on-one and they could be a little bit more genuine with one another. Yeah. That's what makes me sad, because they seem like they could be good friends. And like, but when they're around a group of people, they just kind of...
Can't get it together.
No.
Somebody did tweet, I saw that they said they wondered if Bethany still agreed with her position now that she lost Dennis and went through her bad divorce with her ex. Because she was very Team Sonia about, you know, comparing the divorce to the loss.
Oh, that's going to be a whole
love.
Pipe. That's going to be what the entire next season is going to be about.
Yeah.
Carol is basically embarrassed of Tinsley. That's what we're just going to come up with, because she's boring. Bethany was fantastic with the peanut gallery shade facts about the travels. She's like, didn't you go to Key West? Didn't you go to Little Palm Island? Tinsley said, no, we're close. She's a girly girl. When in reality, Carol's like totally the guy that is like,
oh. Yeah, it's like one of those friends that you have in private and you're like really close. But when once you're in public with them, it's just like, oh no, we don't really know each other that well.
She pulled a Cynthia.
Not what you do.
She pulled a Cynthia from Real Housewives of Atlanta on Kenya Moore.
Yes,
she was like, we're still getting to know each other. Like, you've been on the show with her for like 4 years.
Yeah, no, I would have been hurt too.
But
if I
just
I
feel like that's not
like,
what you do when you're like 40 or however old you are.
55.
Really didn't like Carol's comment when they went on all those trips, and she literally said, "No, it was a boyfriend we went on with our. It was a trip we went on with our boyfriends."
Yeah, so you're only friends because of your boyfriends, like that.
And
was,
I was like, okay, why couldn't you say it was a group trip we went on, like, and we got to know each other so much. And that's why we're friends.
Why downplay it at all, though?
Yeah, there's no reason to downplay it. Because she
didn't
want to.
Oh my God, we did go on a trip. We went on a double date trip. It was so much fun.
She didn't want to admit that Bethany was right. Like, that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, she is so against Bethany that she's willing to make Tinsley feel bad. Like, and that's just so sad.
We see this theme throughout the entire episode.
She's totally a little puppy. And she was just like crying.
She was taking it
to be loved by anybody.
She really was. And she was trying to like make it like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. But
I know.
Like, it is. Yeah. It was so sad.
Cartagena. Ramona is growing up, and according to Andy, she really is, because she doesn't need the biggest room anymore. She's evolving because she just realized that she always felt like she was entitled to the room because she was sharing, and that's not right. She's growing up, you guys.
Yeah, I was actually very relieved they didn't have I liked how they did the picking of the rooms this year for the trip or whatever.
I thought it was too complicated.
I thought it was super cute. You get a gift, you get a room.
Like, get you to sign your rooms and get
part.
Like, it doesn't need to be that complicated.
Who arranged this?
It was,
Tinsley.
Yeah, she saw something on Pinterest. Wait, and like ran with
it. Are you gonna Tiffany gift? You get a Tiffany like or was it a Tiffany box
with like not a Tiffany gift in it?
No, Tiffany. It was a necklace with their initials.
It was a necklace with the initials. That's cute.
Maybe she got it during breakfast at Tiffany's.
No, that's what I was saying. That's so funny.
Good old Holly Golightly.
Wait, so Tiffany's though.
I thought it was
that
great.
Little blue box would excite me.
Yeah, no, but, and like there was no fighting. It was the first time we never fought over a room. It was. It totally worked.
Yeah, Scott bought them all great gifts.
Well, seriously,
we talk about Cartagena before we really dive into the boat thing because there's no footage. We need to know the play-by-play. We kind of get it, but before we go into that, Carol just drops this bomb on us. She tells us she's had a brain scan and that she has a huge hippocampus.
Doesn't it sound like such a made-up thing?
Yeah. Yes! Like, but it's what like are she you kept saying about? The word
and she kept trying to explain it.
Stop trying to make hippocampus happen. Like, it's not going to happen.
It sounds like Munchausen.
Yeah. Oh my God. Stop trying to make Munchausen. Stop trying to make hippocampus Munchausen of the season. Oh,
so she was trying to explain basically why she doesn't have a heart. She could have just said, I've come to the realization that I'm a tough love type of person and you got a deal. Yeah. Instead, she was like, no, it's real. It's my health.
I have scientific proof.
Yeah.
I'm in the 99th percentile with some crap like that. Oh my God.
No. That's very high.
The only thing that I can agree with is she's like, you know what? I just really feel uncomfortable when people are emotionally unstable. I can kind of see that. Yes. If you want to be like a very rigid and like that kind of person, I could see that perspective.
She dates a vegan photographer. That's like the most emotional you can get.
It's true.
Yeah, crying the whole time.
I can see how it can make you
before, during, and after sex.
It could be uncomfortable if you don't know the person, but this is someone you know. Like, I don't know. I don't buy it. If Tinsley was crying, I don't think she would have reacted that way.
Once again, for the Carol people.
Tinsley didn't even need to cry for her to react that way.
I know emotions make people uncomfortable, but you just say that. Like, I'm not really good around people when they're emotional.
Use your words, honey.
But it's just like...
Hippocampus. She's using them.
To that extent, though, she was super weird towards Bethany when she was, you know, emotional. And it just wasn't. Like, I don't know.
I like that Bethany kind of brought that up. She said she was overwhelmed and she sees it now. And she sees it wasn't cool because nobody wants to be around someone... that is like that. Nobody wants to be around someone like this.
She apologized.
I like that she did that. Carol couldn't take any kind of accountability, so that's why I really wasn't all about her.
I think that's another thing, too, why I kind of shifted more so, like, from off on the middle of the fence to more so on Bethany's side, was that she does take accountability for things when she is wrong.
Yeah.
Like, she will apologize for something.
She apologized to Dorinda.
Yeah, like, when she's wrong or when she hurts you or whatever, like, she'll cop to that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get that from Carol or many of the other women in general. But yeah, so I think that's why my team has shifted. So.
Yeah. Let us know which team you're on. Team Bethany, Team Carol, and the Ramona poll is still going. Make sure to let us know what you think. And while we're talking about it, thank you for watching us and subscribe to one or more of our channels because we have a lot to offer here. We have a lot of reality shows. We have a lot of dramas. We literally talk about everything. Some of the different panels that you guys are on, what else do you guys do? Shaws of Sunset?
Bachelorette Weekend.
I just dropped Very Cavallari, but I'll be on Kardashians Weekly this Sunday.
Oh, yay. Yeah, we'll see.
It's fall.
Exactly.
Looking for a job, maybe some sports, but
subscribe make sure to let us know that you subscribe to one or more of our channels because then we will shout you out on the show. That's just thank you for making us the ESPN of talk. I love the comments and the love, so just keep it going, guys.
Thank you.
We bring up the poop. Something that we didn't talk about, the parasites. How could they be so casual about parasites?
I know. So did they go to the doctor?
I don't know, but they were like, I had two.
I know. And then Sonia goes to Mona. She was like, you had two, too.
I didn't have anything. What'd you have?
I was actually a little jealous. Like, parasites, like, they just take everything out of your body.
Shut up. And, you're like, 90 they make pounds. You
skinny. I want, like, three parasites. Like,
what do you want them to suck out the brain? There's nothing left.
How do you know you have a parasite?
No cellulose.
This is gross, guys.
It's just too much. And the fact that Bethany didn't get one, like...
Yeah.
What's wrong with her?
Steel.
She's chronically constipated.
There's nothing in there but like skinny girl granola bars.
She's so thin. I don't know.
The diapers. We did bring up the diapers when it actually happened. Chelsea had brought up the photo on Twitter. These women have really given us everything this season, you guys.
Yeah.
But
so
the
wait,
one.
She, So she pooed on the plane.
Yeah, but she...
No, she pooed in her pants on the plane.
So she pooed and like...
But she had them on just in case, and I feel like she civilized. Because you laughed. Yeah, that's what she said. She was like, I'm civilized. And it's like... No.
Like, I can't deal with her.
No.
Oh, she's great.
But, like, how she is it like that bad that, like, aunt. You're just doing it all over the place?
I know, that's what I can't get. Like, you're just casually walking, and it's just, like, you like, can't help yourself. Like, put a tampon like, up what? There.
I can't. If it was that coming out like so that, painful. I just wouldn't leave. I'd be like, you guys, I can't leave. It's coming out of both ends. Yeah. I just need to be quarantined.
It's
never come out of both ends.
A week?
Yeah, they had it for too long.
At the same time.
That's a good reason.
Just get a private jet. Yeah. Scott, we need a private plane.
Scott, Dennis, save me. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
The ladies give us everything this season, but the one thing that they didn't give us is what we've been asking for, what we were really expecting the entire season. The footage of the infamous boat incident.
Yeah.
They go to this little island. Ramona gets crabs. And then, all of a sudden, they're dying. And Ramona's eye is crazy in the reunion. But this is what we're talking about. Everyone's trying to describe it. But no one's describing it right. So Bethany's like, we smelled fire. We didn't know why. Then the anchor fell. We almost died. It was really weird. And Ramona's like, no! We could have died. We almost capsized. Jorinda's like, no one would have made it. I really like wanted to see footage. I can't believe they didn't give us anything else. Do we believe that there's nothing else out there that could have given us?
I mean, it probably just wasn't like
good footage.
Yeah. Like,
what about audio? I want to hear people crying. I want to hear them like...
They had like some little clips they tried to edit into it, but it wasn't...
Yeah.
They're like, why does he have knives? And I smell fire. Where are the life jackets? The best part
was Ramona's eye and her freaking out about this.
She was having like flashbacks. It was PTSD right there. She's like,
oh my God. Oh my God. The pee is all over me.
But I feel like maybe once the boat, when they got to land, then the camera crew could have bounced back. Thank and you. Been like,
got in a reaction shot.
Got in like afterwards because I would have been like, oh.
Maybe they were too shaken up. They could have done their confessional.
Been the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, ooh. Yeah.
The little Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
Ramona in the background. All right. Well, before we really get into the tweets and the news and gossip section that we have for you guys, let's talk about how the girls ended it. We talk about regrets. Bethany's up first, and Dorinda gets extremely emotional. Bethany does something that she really doesn't do. Sometimes when she says stuff, she stands by it, and she did still stick by what she said, but what she did was she retracted it. She said it was too much, and it was regretful even, and she wished she could have taken it back. She wants to feel compassion for Dorinda, because at the end of the day, these people, even though they fight like cats and dogs, they're on a show, they're friends. So I really do feel like it was nice that everybody was going along the notes and acknowledging what they had done throughout the season and apologizing. We go down the line, and every single person does this, except for Carol. But... Sonia spoke perfectly about the party and about Tinsley and about acknowledging old wounds. I love how Ramona took all the accountability for the Luann stuff, the Tom stuff. It was great. Even Bethany was impressed by it. Good for you.
I was surprised that Ramona, that was her regret.
Yeah.
I was actually really surprised with that.
How great was it, though?
It was good. It was really good. And I love Sonia's little jab. You are a dumb blonde.
I love how that's Ramona's go-to, though, that she says when anything comes out of her mouth that she shouldn't say.
Yeah.
Let's talk about everybody but Carol. Let's talk about everyone's regrets and what do we think about the girls kind of rallying around this. Because there's an important element here that I want you guys to pick up on when it comes to Dorinda. So let's go down the line and talk about how we feel about the girls kind of taking accountability and apologizing to each other.
I thought it was nice.
Yeah, I thought it was nice too. And I think with Bethany's thing about, you know, you are a drunk or you were drunk, whatever was said and interpreted, like, I thought that was really nice. I like Dorinda's hopefulness about her and Lou.
I love that.
And then, yeah, I liked also Sonia's, you know, Sonia and Tinsley's moment, too. So it was a sweet little, like, kumbaya feeling.
I thought Dorinda was a little dramatic when she responded to Bethany's... like regret.
Yeah, I think it's just because it's a little too close to
it's,
home.
Yeah, it's that's like, a big deal, Zach.
I think
you're a drunk on national TV.
I mean, she is. I'll say it for Bethany.
No, she is. But I think for Dorinda, she like it's something that she knows, but she like feels weird that other people know, like that type of a thing. So it's like for some a
Did
friend.
Did she forget she's on camera?
I talked about Dorinda's drunkenness too much already.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has like these two. I don't want to say she's like. Yeah, I don't want to say that, but it's like she knows when she's wrong, and then she can also be so nice and really like regrets everything, and she doesn't like doesn't equal up yet. But I think she wants it to happen. Will it happen? I have no idea. And but
and that's what I was kind of gonna touch on. I feel she like she acknowledges was, it. She was realistic.
Yeah.
About the expectations, she's. I feel like she's still in a little bit in denial, but it was enough. For maybe the fan favorite resurrection?
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was nice. And I think also, has this, like, interesting relationship with Bethany, too, where I think they both mutually respect one another.
Yes.
But they kind of consistently, like, hurt each other's feelings. Yeah. So I think that's why her reaction was also so strong. Yeah.
Dorinda's been getting ripped apart on Instagram with every picture that she's posted in the last couple weeks.
Right.
Just because, well, the photo that she posted, she was like doing some weird yoga pose outside of the Berkshires, and people were like, just going off about her. But this is what I was really kind of getting at, because she's always been kind of the fan favorite, even though we know that she can get out of control with the drinking. I've said enough about Dorinda this season about the drinking. I literally have videos on Facebook that have thousands of views of just about me just talking about Dorinda. So, I'm going to talk about her resurrecting as the fan favorite. Do we think it can happen? She gave us a little bit of hope by acknowledging, apologizing, and saying, I'm going to try to not let it happen again, but I'm not making any promises. How are we taking this? There's truth in this. It's realistic. It's honest.
I mean, that was kind of Luann's approach.
Though. Yeah.
Like, that was very much, and she fell off the wagon.
And that landed her back in rehab.
So, I mean, who knows how it works out, but that was also how Luann approached this whole situation, too.
Do you think there's hope for her to become the fan favorite again?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've always loved Dorinda. Yeah. I think she's very lovable and genuine, so it's hard. Yeah. Because there's so many different types of people.
Mm-hmm.
So she may not be able to do it like Luann did, but I think like drinking is a part of her life, which is why she doesn't want to say anything if she's caught with a drink in her hand.
Yeah.
Which I can get.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, she's fun. She's festive. She always is up for a good time. So I think she'll be fine.
Now we get into Carol. We come down to her. I feel like she was so rude. I feel like she didn't say sorry. I feel like even Andy threw out the bone, like, do you regret anything? Like, when you said I was full of shit earlier. And she just said, oh, I just said it out of anger. And he kind of played it off by saying, well, I kind of yelled at you guys,
too. She didn't
remember it. Yeah, she didn't remember
it. It was crazy. Like, you didn't remember when you were acting like a bulldog.
A little while ago.
It's because I think she knew what she was up against. So she probably, like, prepared, like she did with the marathon. So she probably blacked out, hit all the notes she knew she needed, and was like, I stood up to Bethany.
Yeah. But it was just about winning because obviously she was spouting off stuff that wasn't right, wasn't factual, and you disrespected the host. Granted, he might have been a tiny little bit biased, giving Bethany a little bit, but come on, you don't really...
I mean, I thought that her regret was fine, like what she said.
She didn't have a regret.
She didn't regret anything.
She wished that she did better with her and Bethany situation.
Now, she said she regrets her failing.
Yeah, she just used the word I.
She said, I regret that I failed.
Well, isn't that her taking accountability for not doing enough to, like, help the relationship, though?
Like, she left it vague.
She was just like, I'm just upset that I failed. If she was like, I'm upset that I failed with the relationship that I had with Bethany, then I'd be like,
I feel like it could change things.
I think that's what
I feel like Bethany was waiting again for something. I feel like Bethany gave it all. She laid on the train track. She poured her heart out. And Carol couldn't give not one ounce. If we're on a scale of 100, she couldn't even give 1%. Like, nothing.
I need to watch it again.
I'm so done with Carol. Bye.
I kind of thought that she did say that, but no, maybe it wasn't to that extent.
I think in her twisted logic, she did say it, but, like, it wasn't. You saw like, her intention, but she. That's not what came out of her mouth.
Like
because
her
she has
was.
Too much damn pride.
Exactly.
Under that
she
bob
didn't
of
say
a
it.
Head.
It was so.
Yeah. It was so vague. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. Let's get into news and gossip.
Bum, bum, bum.
AfterBuzz TV.
Okay, so Chelsea, you want to get into yours first?
Yes. So, the... Not that one.
That one?
I don't think so. Did you not
that
get
one's
mine?
Mine.
All right, well, let's just pull up that one then. Bethany Frankel's late boyfriend, Dennis Shields, she reveals that he helped Luann with her lawsuit before he died, which kind of, it springs it into the circle of reality, because we hear a lot of things on these shows, but we have to take everything with a grain of salt. I really do feel like Luann and Bethany are at this stage of closeness. Like, they're really involved in each other's lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Dennis was there for Luann, too. How interesting is this?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it's interesting. It's also so sad thinking like that.
It is. You know, rest in peace, Dennis.
Yeah, that's definitely interesting.
Queen Unicorn says Lou on Watch What Happens Live tonight even agreed Carol was the big issue. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. they had planned to gang up on Bethany.
Oh, yeah.
And that they wished that she wished she was there to help her out.
Yeah. It was painful.
It was
Carol
painful.
Was out of control.
And I mean, that's why this reunion, I felt this three-part reunion felt like it dragged on, just because it was like ganging up on one person.
Yeah.
So there was no one to like kind of distribute.
I feel like
but Bethany really did hold her own.
It was exhausting to watch as a viewer, though.
Yeah.
She's a gangster.
So the next story is that we've been hearing rumors that Jill Zara might be rejoining the cast now that Carol's gone. However, they might just get a new housewife altogether. Someone totally different, someone that we don't even know, that's closer to Tinsley to make her more interesting and relevant.
Oh,
so,
God. What does that say about you?
I know. And I guess
she'll be, like, more exciting, and then Tinsley will leave, like, next season.
So, apparently, this is Tinsley's, like, last chance to make an impact, or she might be gone.
She's not giving us anything except the chubby guy playing her.
She really is.
Like, you're literally getting played by the chubby guy in Chicago, which is great. Like, I love it that he's winning.
We love that that's your storyline. Yes. Just go with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's get into your tweets. We have a lot to talk about. You guys were talking a lot of crap on the internet. Let's dance to the tweet song. Oh, the Twitter sphere was popping. Everybody was going off about the reunion, including the stars of the Real Housewives of New York City. Our first tweet is by Miss Bethany herself, not that one. Oh. The dark one. Yeah, that one. So we pull up our first tweet. It's by Bethany Frankel herself, and it makes a lot of sense, you guys. Put this into perspective. She says, we can be team this one or that one, or I'm a bully or I'm not, and Ramona shit her pants or not, but no one else is crying over Sonia Morgan saying, I have a huge vagina. I was wondering when I would laugh again. Well, that was a good start, which makes me kind of sad that she's been sad and she hasn't really laughed. But watching Sonia on the reunion saying, I have a big vagina, that was really, really funny. We kind of just skimmed over that.
Yeah. No, it was hilarious.
It was funny. But she did kind of like slip it in, though. She wasn't really out.
She always has those good side Zingers. Things going on, and the camera always picks it up, and I'm so happy. But it's like no one else notices. Yeah.
Thank God for microphones. Our other one is by one of my favorite Twitter people, friend Hanny at Love NBC, and she says, Real Housewives of New York City reunion, Carol pulling the Cynthia card. I'm still getting to know Tinsley. Classic Real Housewives of Atlanta reference. I love it. You guys know I'm all about blending the franchises together because herstory always repeats itself. Whose tweet is this?
This is my tweet.
Go.
This is from Marcelo Figueredo. Okay, he sent me this. He said, Carol will be like the McRib. No one will notice it was there, and no one will notice it was gone.
Yes! McDonald's reference. I love it.
Yes.
That was a good one.
I loved that one.
I totally, totally agree, actually. Wait, yeah, I totally do agree. Yeah, I really do agree.
You know, it had a minute, but like, it's not memorable.
It's true. It's totally true. Bye, Carol.
Can we make it just a tad bit bigger?
And this is Chelsea's tweet.
I can just read it from my phone. So, this is, I don't like her. or this is from, I'm just going to read it from my head. Kevin, my eyes.
Kevin O'Keefe?
Kevin O'Keefe. O'Keefe. He was saying, I don't like her or her behavior enough to possibly call myself a Team Bethany, but I'm truly shocked anyone would call themselves Team Carol after the way she minimized her friendship with Tinsley tonight for the sole purpose of winning an argument.
Ooh. So. That makes so much sense because it was all about her being right tonight.
Yeah.
It's so true. And it was just to go back off Bethany's comment saying that they were thick as thieves.
Yeah.
I'll bring it back to that.
Charlie in charge in the chat room just says, I remember the McRib.
And there will always be one that will remember Carol.
We're always going to remember her. Maybe not in the best
live chat said earlier, since Kenya's going to be living in New York, diversify it a little bit. Throw her in the cast.
She would make, that would be fun.
She would be crazy. Really always was about Kenya and the drama, but when she went on The Apprentice and like stole Vivia Fox's phone, I feel like
she was just always nasty.
She went a little dirty. We do have whose is this one?
Oh, this was my news.
We have a little bit of news that we skipped over, and Zach's going to go over it.
So Carol recently, she's been responding to a lot of tweets lately, but she said that the polls on Watch What Happens Live are not actually from voters, that they're from Andy's control room and it's his team that are actually picking who the winners are. So she said they are dicks.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think so.
And she says that the guests know this and that they play along, and that's why she's always laughing at the polls, is because she knows that they're not real.
Fake news, says the anchor.
I always do wonder how they get the poll results so quickly.
So fast.
But I think there's some truth to it.
I think it's a very popular show, and I mean, like, heck, if American Idol could do it from leaving and then coming back, then y'all can do it.
I thought they had them on the website like before they actually take the show, so people can vote ahead of time.
I thought he like said it and then so that makes more sense. But I don't think it's fake.
I think she just hates that she loses all the polls.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Exactly. I don't know about that. I feel like it was very Trumpish of her.
That's digging a lot.
I think she thinks these are like mic drop moments, but it's just like making her like bitter and bad.
I mean, when you're calling out Bravo TV for like rigged poll results on Watch What Happens Live, like, which is a show that is fantastic and super popular, but one of the reasons it's so great is because it doesn't take itself so seriously.
Yeah.
So like you throwing out jabs, like, girl, you are thirsty, you're desperado. Bye.
And that's how we know you were fired, because if you really didn't care and wanted to leave the show, you wouldn't be so caught up in all of this. Bitter party of one.
Mm-hmm. The shame can continue. So if you wanted to, make sure to keep up with us on our social media. You guys, thank you so much for watching, for supporting us. I really do appreciate it. It's been a fantastic season. We really appreciate you guys always being there for us. It's been a fantastic show.
Yeah.
I
so
love
much
you guys.
So much fun.
Sarah, there's a round of applause for us.
Thank you.
You love us.
Thank you.
You really love us.
Thank you guys so much for watching. We really do appreciate. Please follow me at Sirio to continue all the fun.
There we go.
Hi guys, I'm Zach Peter, and you can keep up with me like a Kardashian at Just Plain Zach.
Hey guys, Chelsea Stark Jones. It's been so much fun being on this panel with you guys and talking about Real Housewives in New York. You can follow me on Instagram at C_S Jones and everything else I'm doing in my life and career at ChelseaStarkJones.com.
You guys, it's been an incredible ride. Thank you so much. You can find me on all the things at Hollywood Leanne. For the people that have been following me on AfterBuzz for a long time, please make sure to like my page on Facebook. And really do keep up with me. I have a lot of incredible things coming out in the next couple months. It's been an incredible year of work, and I really can't wait to show it with you guys. It's been a great, great season. Thank you for watching us, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye, AfterBuzzers!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.